Welcome to the Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem Podcast. This rebellious fuck is pretty much done holding back, so you never know what he's going to talk about or who he's going to have on his show. You're so fucking welcome. Enjoy!
Alright guys, welcome to the Darren Yates fucking show, Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem. I am driving back from a friend of mine, one of my best friends, Willie Schaefer. He passed away, and he was having a little celebration of life in Effingham, Illinois, and I'm cruising back from that, and my son just played a baseball game in Chesterfield. If they would have won, they would have played a second game, and I was booking it back to make the second game, but they lost that game, so now I'm headed home. But I have a cool little thing here, and this podcast is going to be about who the fuck knows. But I wanted to pay honor to my friend Willie, a guy I grew up with. Most of the crazy shit I've done in my younger years, probably about 40% of it was done with him. So I saw my friends Charlie and Denny and Kent and Willie's parents, Bill and Sue, and his sister Vicky, and his brother Carrie, and Sherry, Charlie's wife, and just a bunch of awesome people. I'm trying to name everybody in case you listen to the podcast. In case you listen to this podcast, they want to hear their name, huh? But no, fucking great, great dude, great guy. He has some lung issues, and a virus attacked his lungs, and there's not much they could do about it. But my son was going through a little bit of it's early in the baseball season. He's playing AAA, 13U. He's on a really good team. And he's been kind of working his way up from toward the bottom of the lineup, you know. He's the youngest on the team. Very talented dude. But he joined a team last year that was pretty much a team that had bunch of awesome guys on it. The team was like kind of already set, so he had to kind of work his way in. He's kind of a role player, but he worked his way into a lot of at-bats, a lot of play in the field. He pitched, played outfield, played second base. So now this year, it's pretty much the same team, different coach, couple new guys. So he's finding himself having to work his way up again. But kind of had a couple of rough at-bats yesterday. Last night, we went to Minor Park. And I pitched three buckets of balls to him, and he was fucking crushing it. He's like six over the fence, 200 feet fence. And I told him, you know, I said, now I'm not saying his success today, I'll tell you about it in a second here, it was awesome. Not enough to win, but he put him in the game. He had three RBIs, they lost 6-5. They lost 6-5. And Taven had three of the five RBIs. And he doubled with two on. Another run, a guy was on third, he grounded out, got the run in, so three RBIs. But just the mindset of having a rough go about it the day before. We hit three buckets of balls last night at Minor Park in Glen Carb, and I told him, I said, no matter how good or bad your coach is, they're temporary stops along your journey. You might have a coach for, what, 1 or 2, 3 years maybe, but they'll be a different coach, and then a different coach. No matter how much they're good or bad, and I'm not saying that this coach is bad at all. He's fine. He's great. But sometimes that inner strength, the inner fucking dog, comes from within. I told him today, I don't care who your fucking coach is, whether it's Joe Schmo or fucking Tony La Russa, you be your own cheerleader. You inspire yourself. You bring yourself up to the potential and to be a fucking dog and have a dog mindset and go for it. Lay it on the line. Be aggressive. You know, I think we're ultimately responsible for bringing out the dog and creating opportunities and showing the world how much of a beast we can be in the field that we're passionate about. So my son went up there today, batting, I think, eighth or ninth, and went up there and got three RBIs. I guess someone told me it was a base-clearing double, but I think it was just two on. But just I'm so fucking proud of him for battling through, you know, a spot on the roster that's lower in the lineup, a team that's kind of already been rolling, He's been a role player, and he just keeps producing when your number's called. When your number's called, fucking go for it. Don't get down because you haven't played. Don't get down because you're not starting. Don't get down because you're batting lower in the lineup. When your time is called, when your number's up, you fucking go out there and show them that you should be playing fucking more. That it's a fucking travesty to have me, my son, or have you batting lower in the lineup or not playing in certain innings. You make the coaches feel like shit when they take you out or when they bat you lower in the lineup. That's the fucking mindset. And he went into this game with that mindset, and I wasn't there. I was booking it home as fast as I could, but it was a lot of family and friends of Willie's, my buddy, who we all lost. I couldn't leave early. You know, I left as soon as I could. And so I think it's just a great testament to mental toughness and believing in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you pave the way for others to believe in it. No one's going to fucking believe in anything you're about unless you do first. And when you believe in yourself first, chances are, I mean, yeah, people love you. You got some family that believe in you. But for the most part, no one gives a shit and no one believes in an extraordinary dream or producing in sports or whatever. Whatever's fucking going on, when you want to crush it and be at the top of the fucking game, there's a lot of people that aren't going to believe in it because they're not doing shit. They didn't believe in themselves. I wish they would. But I texted my son. I said, you know what, son? I'm so proud of you. Believing in yourself. Staying hungry. Grinding. And fucking bringing out the dog and having a dog mindset. That is a real thing. It's a real thing. People talk about it a lot for a reason. And it's so crazy that the people who diss it or don't believe in it, they're not crushing shit. They might be crushing something regular or they're crushing something normal. Hey, if you're happy, great job. But don't be fucking normal and come at people doing extraordinary. Because the safe route is not going to bring out greatness. I'm sorry. Safe routes. Predictable routes, the routes most people take, that's not extraordinary. Now, if you're happy, you've won the game, it's all good. But I'm sorry, it's not fucking extraordinary. And all respect in the world, but I'm sick of fucking people who aren't doing dick. Coming at people, going for, and living for extraordinary. And bringing out their extraordinary. So I'm fired up because I'm about ready to talk tomorrow to some team members that are helping me get to my next level in what I believe in and what I've gotten a lot of shit for pursuing over the years. And now I'm about ready to make all those motherfuckers eat fucking crow. And if you don't know what that means, look it up. That means someone who yaps their fucking mouth and is proven wrong. Who's proven wrong defiantly and with a fucking edge and with a fucking fuck you on top of it. I prove people wrong with a fuck you cherry on top. And as I do that with what I'm doing, I encourage all of you to do the same with what you're doing. Even the fucking haters who are not liking me but listen to this shit. Go fucking pursue something in the right direction. You got the passion. The haters have more passion than a lot of the fucking regular people. But you're going in the wrong direction. Going at other people is the wrong direction. Go at your passion. Go in the other direction for your personal development. You know? And that is the name of the game. Leaning into something so fucking much and believing in it. And not giving a fuck about results. Just going for it. Lay it on the line. I told my kid, I'd rather you strike out and going for it and being locked in and going down swinging than swing in some dumbass fucking you don't give a fuck swing and you hit a home run. Go down swinging. Go down going for it. So I'm extremely proud of my kid. And now, when he goes through another slump or some other rough time, he can draw from the experience. You know, I did it once. I got through rough times, and I bounced back, and I started crushing it, and I can do it again. So the more you bounce back from shit, the stronger you get, and the more you can draw from that experience when you hit rough times again. So I'm going to keep shouting it from the fucking mountaintops that 90% of making something happen extraordinary, I don't give a fuck what it is, music, sports, business, entrepreneurship, marketing, graphics, crew, whatever the fuck it is, it's 90% mindset and how you believe. Because how you believe will dictate your work ethic. And your work ethic is going to be a certain kind of movement. And if you're moving with a badass fucking mindset, you're going in the right direction, right at it. If you're moving it with any kind of doubt or looking for an excuse to quit, you're veering off the mark and you're all fucked up. You're all off of it. You can't pursue something half-hearted because you go in the complete wrong direction. So when I fucking talk about dog mindset, is believing in yourself so fucking much that you only allow two things to happen ever. You do it and everything's good, or you learn. You only fail when you stop, when you give up, when you quit. So if someone has a fucking dream, no matter how extraordinary it is, if other human beings have fucking done it, you can do it too. Study the people that have done it. Study their process. Study their journey. Study their content. And model your thing after them. I'm talking about the process. Now, the actual personality part of it and the, you know, the original product, or you got to add your own thing to it. But the process and the system and the belief system and the mindset is all the same. You put your two cents into it. You do your thing. You add your quirks. You add your whatever it is. Whatever you are doing, your personality, the way you do it, your thoughts, it's completely original. There's no one can come close to you. No one can replicate you or duplicate you. So when you lean into it, month after month, year after year, and you don't stop, you get better and you get better, there's nothing that can stop you. And I've seen this happen too many fucking times. Even today, when my kid did this, I thought to myself, wow, I keep seeing evidence that hard work and being hungry and grinding and having a dog-ass motherfucking mindset, this is a real thing, isn't it? It sure is, Darren. And I hope you guys, the more you listen to me fucking yap my fucking mouth, the more that you see it as well. It is a real thing. Keep fucking doing it. Make your thing happen. Maximize your potential. Why would you not try to go for it all while we're here on Earth? Why the fuck not? Don't be fucking dead way before you actually die. And I heard someone talk about that recently where, you know, my friend died at 80. Well, no, he said we buried my friend at 80, but he actually died at 40-something, where he gave up on everything. His attitude sucked. He hated everything. Everything sucked. He had, and all respect to people who have passed on without seeing the light, but I don't want that to happen to you. If you're listening to this and you have a fucking fire in your gut, in your heart, in your soul, and you're not sure what to do about it, and people think of you a certain way, fuck them. Go make it happen. And guess what? When you keep doing it and you don't stop and you get momentum and you get things happening, they're going to come around and at least respect you. Oh, keep grinding until the motherfuckers who hopped off your boat want to hop back on. I'm not going to mention any names, but there are some people I talked to just 2 fucking hours ago that hopped off my train a certain number of years ago because I started leaning into my shit and owning it and making things happen and doing more shit in 2 or 3 years than I did in 20 before that. I've changed the conversation. I've been consistent. I have not stopped. I've gotten better. There's things happening now. I'm creating my own opportunities with my fucking intentional movement and action and drive. And I'm almost home, so I'm going to stop this podcast. What time are we at? We're right at 15 minutes. Fuck yeah. Next week or the week after, I'm going to start releasing all the stuff we're doing at Big Stu Studio. I can't wait. The first one up is the Chestnut interview. The TV show pilot we shot. It's going to be a sizzle reel. That's going to be out. And then after that, we'll do the individual stuff. Release that. So a lot more coming from the Darren Yates camp. And I hope there's a lot more coming for all of your camps. I'm all of your camps' biggest fucking fans. And I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader. And I'm going to be the one shouting the loudest in your ear when you get negativity and pessimistic bullshit and closed-minded bullshit from people who have never pursued anything extraordinary. Go fucking capture your shit. And don't listen to the yappers on the sideline who are yapping at the people on the field. Get on the field and play and tune out the noise and reject mediocre and bring out the fucking lion and create fucking greatness. Capture your fucking greatness. I love you. My name's Darren Yates. Let's go. Yeah.